From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days. Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia.
I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia.
The president said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with a Russian ambassador during the campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with the vice president when he denied the contacts took place. The president also said he will issue a new executive order to replace his travel ban.
We're issuing a new executive action next week that will comprehensively protect our country.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, meanwhile, says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli conflict. Margaret Bashir reports.
U.N. Envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
A group of lawmakers introduced legislation to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without first getting congressional support. This is VOA News.